Scores of New Republican legislators view last November's election as a national rebuke of President Obama's economic stewardship and a mandate to scale back the size and scope of the federal government. Kentucky freshman Republican Senator Rand Paul told CBS's Early Show he will not vote to raise the limit on federal borrowing unless spending is drastically cut.
What we want is not to give up and say, oh, just do whatever you want like it's always been. All of the new people coming to Washington are going to insist that if we raise the debt ceiling, it has to be linked to something. From here on out, we're going to balance the budget.
The Obama administration has warned that failure to raise the debt ceiling would cause the U.S. government to default on its loan obligations and produce a catastrophic financial crisis. To demonstrate their commitment to fiscal responsibility, House Republicans say their first act will be to vote to trim their own office payrolls. Next week, a vote to repeal President Obama's health care reform initiative is expected. The incoming House Budget Committee Chairman, Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, tied repeal to national prosperity.
This is related to jobs in the economy. The health care bill has massive tax increases on individuals and employers that will cost us jobs.
Ryan spoke on NBC's Today Show. Also appearing on the program was Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, who characterized a House vote to repeal the health care law as a worthy but largely symbolic act, since the democratically controlled Senate will not follow suit.
I think the House vote is a good one. It's not going to pass here in the Senate, but we need to continue the fight.
The new Speaker of the House, Republican John Boehner of Ohio, takes over from California Democrat Nancy Pelosi. She has promised a vigorous fight to preserve what she sees as hard-won victories for the American people during her tenure.
As we keep job creation front and center, House Democrats will continue to protect the gains we have made on behalf of health and economic security for the American people.
Virtually all of the new Republican legislators won their seats in Congress by running against what they see as a corrupting and bankrupting culture of excess in Washington that burdens the American people with ever higher levels of taxation and government debt. The populist rhetoric shows no signs of abating as Congress convenes. Incoming Republican Representative Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania says he will keep in touch with the people who sent him to Congress, not Washington power brokers.
I'll spend the bulk of my time when I can. I've got to get back to my district. I've got to get back with the people that I walk with and I talk with, the people that I work with.
It is a promise that U.S. politicians of all ideologies and political stripes have made for centuries. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The Capital.